I am Plant on the Line in Vancouver at thecommentary.ca. In its 11th year, the PUSH International Performing Arts Festival continues to cross the line with innovative stage works. The festival's artistic and executive director, Norman Armour, joins me now to preview what's to come, beginning the 20th of January, running through to the 8th of February. For over 25 years now, Mr. Armour has been a producer and programmer in the city, co-founding Rumble Productions 20 years ago. He's been an educator and a director and performer himself. He co-founded PUSH and will reflect on the festival as it enters its second decade. Visit pushfestival.ca for tickets and information. I'll get Norman to tell us about some of the highlights of the festival and more. Please welcome to the Plant Online program, Norman Armour. Mr. Armour, good morning.
Hello, good morning to you.
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, a pleasure.
So when we see the guidebook at coffee shops and bookstores across the city, the line, cross the line, is on there. That's the tag. That really explains what PUSH is about. But for people who are listening who might wonder what it is, how do you explain this couple of weeks or so in Vancouver that you all put on?
I think the best word actually for the PUSH Festival is the word to kind of get a feel and a sense of what it's all about is adventure. The festival brings work from across Canada and around the world. It also presents artists who are based here in Vancouver and the Lower Mainland and the province of BC across a variety of different disciplines, theater, dance, and music, multidisciplinary things. But they all share in them to some degree some desire, sense of playing with form or playing with content or, interesting spaces that they're presented in. All of it has to do with a bit of a sense of pushing the boundaries, pushing into new territory and new subject matter and such. And I think the word adventure is probably the most apt word to kind of umbrella the whole festival. Crossing the line is that idea of sort of getting out of your comfort zone, taking a risk, seeing something that you might not have known of before or heard or an artist you're unfamiliar with. Perhaps it's a part of the city, going to a venue in a certain part of the city that you never ventured out to but perhaps have heard of, or you might be a real music fan but perhaps not that well acquainted with contemporary dance. So a lot of it is about taking a chance and embracing the sense of adventure.
So as Vancouverites, in terms of how we are as audiences, do you find that we cross the line enough that when PUSH is on, that you have audiences that are receptive to the variety of shows that are playing?
I think so. I find the audiences here really, really intelligent, very open. While they may not know a specific artist or a company, they tend to be very, very open to new ideas, very open to innovation. There's a sense also, too, in the city of people really wanting things that speak to the world around them and that are relevant and such, speak to the world at large, and the festival is very committed to that. So, work that's coming from elsewhere and artists who are coming from the African continent, or they're coming from Europe or from South America, there's a real hunger and a desire to connect with those individuals and to connect with perspectives on the world that are new and different. This is a very strong town, for instance, for films, and mm-hmm. film has at its heart that kind of a picture of you onto a world elsewhere. This is also a really strong town for the literary arts from a lot of different angles, and again, the work that we present has a real sense of intelligence to it and such. So I find the audiences here in Vancouver extremely open and extremely open-minded about what they're willing to sort of venture out and experience. At the same time, Vancouver audiences are very discerning. They mm-hmm. want something that means something to them. They want something of real value. They won't be bought, no matter how big an ad you purchase. Our relationship to our audience is one that's been built up over time, a real kind of trust. They trust our judgment and always appreciate the reasons behind, the rationale behind the selection of a given show and such.
So what always interests me when I see what you have upcoming is like, I've never seen theater in Montreal or Toronto, but you have folks from those communities come here and put on their shows. You have people from outside of the country. I remember last year you had an Irish thing that was quite enjoyable, quite moving thing. Lebanese production that came to town.
Murray.
Correct, yeah. I talked to both of those guys on the program last year. So what have you got this year that'll be interesting for us, stuff that perhaps we're not used to as a Vancouver audience?
Sure. Well, we have an artist for the, for the most part, we only once before we had an artist from the African continent, and so this is the second time in 10 years, which is, long overdue that we need to be bringing artists from the African continent. We have an artist named Faustin Linkula. He's a dancer and a choreographer, extraordinary performer and creator, amazing storyteller, and it's a piece around about dance, essentially, and what dance can mean in a culture, and specifically his own culture in the town and the village that he grew up in the Republic of Congo. That's something that a real standout. We have a children's work for the first time. We'll work for ages, I believe, 8 and up. It's called The Adventures of Alvin Sputnik, and we're collaborating for the first time with the Children's International Festival. The work from Australia, really quite magical and beautiful sense of theatricality too. So that's sort of a new thing for us. We have a circus group from Quebec with a show called Sequence Wheat, mm-hmm. 8, which will be at the Vancouver Playhouse for 3 nights. It's, tickets are selling extremely well for that. I would point out Le Grand's Continental, which is a dance work that is performed outside. It involves 70 community dancers, all from here in Vancouver. It's created and directed by a choreographer out of Montreal, Sylvia Aymard, who has been working with local dancers here over a period of 3 months. It'll be performed for free, mm-hmm. Or free to the audience, at the Queen Elizabeth Plaza, just outside of the Queen Elizabeth Theatre there, on the weekend, the very first weekend of the festival. 2 performances a day on Saturday and Sunday. I think that will be a kind of an extraordinary event for the festival to host and present.
And that's Rain or Shine, right?
Rain or Shine.
Yeah.
Another thing I would point out is a piece called 7 Important Things, which is about failed revolutions, and it's one person's sort of journey through various failed revolutions. And a wonderful company from Quebec, an English-speaking company called STO Union. That's a show that'll be down at SFU Woodward's in the studio theater there, and that's one of our kind of anchor venues. CSIC, which is a lecture performance, a woman named Alana Mitchell from Toronto, who's a journalist who wrote an award-winning book on our oceans, mm-hmm. and the state of what those oceans that they're in. And it'll be at the Roundhouse. We're very fortunate to have this piece. It was sold out a number of runs in Toronto at Toronto's Theatre Centre, who is the original producer of the show. And we have Alana out here doing 2 performances on the final week of the festival, she's been with me at the Roundhouse.
Yeah,
a couple of things.
Yeah, no, the CSIC is something I'm looking forward to, because when the book came out, I guess it was 6 years ago, I had her on for the book.
Wow.
Yeah, and so I talked to her this week about CSIC, and we talked about what she's going to be doing at the Roundhouse for PUSH. And it's just a fascinating story, because it was a book about the oceans, and she's a journalist, a writer, with the New York Times and the Globe and Mail. And and for it now to become a show, I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's quite great, and the producer out of Toronto, the Theatre Centre, is really, really very, very special institution in Toronto for developing new work, and have fantastic artistic director, a man named Franco Bonney. So, when I heard of the project and Franco was behind it, and it caught my interest right away. And the festival is about presenting works of that kind that are, of the moment, that find a very particular way to tell their story that's unique and specific and appropriate to the subject matter and the issues and example of that.
You mentioned the show that'll be at the Queen Elizabeth Plaza. I understand that your offices are across the street from that now?
Yes, we moved into a co-located facility at 750 Hamilton Street. We share it with three other organizations, Music on Main, who we often collaborate with, mm-hmm. the Doxa Film Festival, and Touchstone Theater, who we are partner often with as well in presentations, and Touchstone is also co-founder of the Push Festival, along with Rumble Productions way back 10 years or so ago. Yes, it's our neighborhood now. I mean, you know, the Queen Elizabeth Plaza, that's a neighborhood. The library down here, we have a show in the library called Human Library that's come back after a couple of years, having happened each year for the last couple of years. It's our neighborhood. It's where we live now. It's kind of amazing to sort of walk out our front door and stone throw away is the plaza, also the Queen Elizabeth Theater, mm-hmm. and the Playhouse, which is where we have the circus group from Quebec this year.
You mentioned the show that you're collaborating with the Children's Festival with, a Bullet Catch, I guess that's the Arts Club is also involved in that. You are known in this town for these collaborations with other companies, mm-hmm. where I'm assuming in other cities that sort of friendliness, I guess, doesn't exist.
I don't think it's done as much, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, Vancouver has a real sort of pioneer aspect to it. You know, you don't get anywhere in the city without hard work, but same time, I think there's a real capacity here in this town, a cultural capacity, a mindset that allows for and often encourages working together, you know, to solve common questions or challenges, organizational challenges and things. And, it's always been a part of, right from the beginning, the fact that the festival was founded by two organizations working together, mm-hmm. Touchstone Theater and Lummel Productions, the fact that we always were reaching out beyond the discipline of theater. Katrina Dunn, the co-founder, and myself both went to Simon Fraser University and into a spring program there. We studied dance, we studied film, we studied visual art. So we're always looking for relationships and partnerships and collaborations outside of our own discipline, outside of our own organizations. And we've always been wanting to build a new audience, one that was not necessarily, in a sense, didn't exist ever before, but was perhaps newly, you know, created or constituted, that had people who, you know, perhaps only liked music but might find themselves interested in going to a theater piece, or people who only went to theater but loved to dance and might find themselves being curious about going to a dance piece. So this idea of creating a new version of an audience and overcoming some of the siloedness of the city, people living in very different worlds, east versus west, and the like, the festival's always been created in that spirit, and partnership and collaboration seem to be key and to achieving that, and key to how we want it to sort of work in a kind of common spirited way.
A Human Library, that takes place at the public library, the central branch. I've heard of this a lot, and I'm sure a lot of people have as well, but they're probably not clear as to what happens there. Could you tell us about it? Because I was reading up on it, and it's fascinating what goes on there.
It's basically people as books. So you turn up there, you put your name down, and you choose a book that might be available that day, and you take out a book. But the book is a person, and you take a place in the library, where that person tells you a story, and they tell you a very particular story about a very particular aspect of themselves and their lives. I call it sort of an open source concept, meaning that it's a kind of a freeware thing. Mm-hmm. It was developed out of Copenhagen, a group out of Copenhagen who kind of respond to a situation of violence. I believe it was actually a gay bashing incident, and it's an idea around trying to encourage tolerance, trying to encourage understanding about difference, trying to encourage human sympathy and empathy, trying to kind of encourage a greater understanding of the range of human experience and the range of human identity and such. It's free. There'll be a huge demand. Last year, we'll have over 1,000 books taken out. It happens every weekend on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I can't know the hours exactly off the top of my head, but all the information is on the website, the Human Library. And it's produced by a local company called ZZ Theater. This is, I think, our third year doing it. We did push having it in the festival the very first year we did it, and the second year we did it as a co-presentation with ZZ. And in a sense, now ZZ is really driving it. Again, another sort of partnership and collaboration. It's hugely popular, I think is the best word. Yeah. And it's one of these kind of unique things that's based on uniqueness and very, very human-centered. And the library is just over the moon about it. In terms of hosting it, it just makes so much sense. And in terms of the library engaging with the community in a variety of new and interesting ways. We all look forward to it each year.
The other thing that we should urge people to do is get their tickets right away, because I remember last year for a couple of things. The stuff sold out, didn't they?
Absolutely. The festival has been around. This is our 11th year. We had our 10th anniversary last year. And things will just ramp up more and more and more. A lot of the press is coming out and now beginning to come out. And the demand will just get greater and not less. And we always like to say avoid disappointment and buy your tickets early.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. So this putting push together, putting the push festival together, I mean, that's a job year-round for you. So you travel a lot, obviously. Do you see everything before it comes to town?
Not everything. I have a collaborator, for one, Joyce Rosario, the associate curator. She'll see a lot of the things that I don't see. We're always there trading notes. We also have colleagues around the world that we reach out to, people who are seeing work just like us and who may have recommendations, people who we know well, and they know PUSH well and come and visit at PUSH and have an idea of what its interests are and things like that. We also have video from time to time, for sure, though it's difficult to kind of get a sense of feel for a live show on video, but that sometimes can help. Certain disciplines, it's easier than others. Sometimes it's just a good dose of instinct based on knowing an artist but not knowing the new work and never having seen it live, but having a sense of what their work has been in the past and how this might fit into it. And we have other collaborators in the city who bring projects forward to us, whether it's perhaps Heather Redfern at the Venice Cultural Center and suggests a show that she knows well. We like the way that she describes it, and she has a good sense of how it might be a great fit with the festival. So it's a combination of things.
You talked earlier about the community in this city, the theatrical community, which is, great artists and great audiences. For you, as a co-founder of PUSH, to see this thing grow each year, it must be neat and gratifying.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I'm very proud of it. And the more people sort of invest in it and make it their own and treat it as their own festival, whether an audience member or a staff member or a contractor, a volunteer, a donor, it just makes it that much more significant, that much more meaningful and such. And that happens every year. More and more people who sort of take pride in the festival and see it as, very much homegrown here in Vancouver and very much a part of the cultural calendar, and kind of blowing away the midwinter blues, so to speak.
Absolutely, yeah. It's been a pleasure talking to you, Dame. I've been a great admirer of your work over the years, Norman. And
well, thanks, man.
As I say in your business, break a leg.
Break a leg. Exactly. Okay.
PUSHfestival.ca is the website for more. Do check it out, and there's something for everyone, obviously. And do get your tickets, because I know a lot of people last year who wanted to go missed out because they got their tickets too late in the too late during the festival. PUSHfestival.ca, again, it's Artistic and Executive Director Norman Armour. Join me on the line from here in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Plantum.